Jesus is telling another parable. He tells about a man who deals in pearls and who spends his time looking for the best. He journeys, he travels to various cities, various ports. He goes to the various markets. He looks for the jewelers that specialize in the best. And finally he finds this one pearl that a man owns that is the most beautiful he has ever seen. And he is determined he must have that pearl. It has such value. It has such beauty. He goes home. He sells all that he has. He sells his other jewels, his other assets. He brings the money back because it's a very, very precious gem. And he buys that pearl and takes it home and is rejoicing over the fact that he has this pearl. Interesting parable, isn't it? Let me read it as the scripture has it. The kingdom of heaven's like to a man that is a merchant seeking goodly, beautiful pearls. Having found one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now, there are some parallels to the last parable that we looked at. In the other case, it was a man who stumbled on a treasure and who bought a field in order to acquire that treasure that was hidden in that field. And we emphasize the fact that here the scope of the purchase seems to be emphasized, that a man is willing to buy a whole field to get a treasure. And we think of the Lord Jesus, how he was willing to die and pour out his blood and give his life in order that he might pay for the sins of the whole world, in order that the redeemed might belong to him. Those who responded and those who became his own people. Now, in this parable, again, a man is looking and searching. And I think the Lord emphasizes this for a reason. He wants us to realize, and he brings this out in other parables as well, that God is keenly interested in man. And that God is keenly concerned. That God is not indifferent to man and to his need, but that God is searching and reaching out to men and to women. And this is wonderful to know. When Jesus was here, he went around constantly reaching out to people, telling them the way of salvation, and that he was the Savior, and drawing them to himself. He transcended all social classes and races and so forth. He was concerned to see people come to know the Lord. And he's the same today. Our Savior is a seeking Savior. Our God is a seeking God. God is not willing that any should perish. And I hope as you're listening to this that you realize the God who's created you is intensely concerned for you and interested in you. Sometimes I speak in jail meetings. Many times there you'll see people, men and women, who have come to a point, really, where they feel they have little worth. They feel they've messed everything up, and so they're defiant and hard, and they just think it's no use, nobody cares about me, no one's interested in me. I get what I can, and it's dog eat dog. No one cares. And I'm not really worth anything. For some of them, their conscience has been so abused and hardened, and they've almost become indifferent to the fact that maybe anyone could care for them. How wonderful it is to be able to tell people like this. God cares for you. God loves you. God is deeply concerned. You have worth. And certainly this parable emphasizes that. This parable emphasizes the beauty of the purchase and the worth of the purchase. Now, when Adam and Eve sinned, and when they dragged the human race down into sin, this did not mean that man ceased to have value, or that man has ceased to have any of the image of God left. There's something wonderful and there's something beautiful about men and women. The human personality, the potential in each person is tremendous. And there's value and there's beauty in each person. And there are still the remains of the image of God there. There's something wonderful about man. His ability to think and reason and create and paint and write poetry and do all the wonderful, beautiful things that men and women are able to do. It's what's left of the image of God in man. Now, it's been marred by sin, and that's why man is such a paradox. This is why men can do such wonderful things and then right away do terrible things. And each man and each woman is kind of a paradox. But the fact remains that there is worth and there is value. And that when people are redeemed, when they turn to the Lord, when their sins are forgiven, and when they allow God to begin to work with them and to reshape and remold their lives, then they can become beautiful people, useful, happy people, even though their lives have been almost destroyed by sin. I'm thinking now of a girl that we know who years ago got into wrong company, and she got involved in drugs, and she was drinking a lot, I guess, and started sleeping with various guys, and her life just went downhill. And she came to a point where she was in despair. It just seemed she'd ruined her life, and there was nothing to live for, and she was confused, and she tried repeatedly to take her life. And her parents were just distraught, and they took her to a psychiatrist. They were trying to have counseling for her and one thing and another. Nothing seemed to work. And then a couple of Christians that we know that were a part of our fellowship came across her in the psych ward at the hospital and began to talk with her and tell her of God's love and tell her the way of salvation. And the girl turned to the Lord. And it was wonderful to see then, over a period of months and years, the changes beginning to take place. And she began to realize, yes, she had worth. And she became increasingly a beautiful person, really. And I remember many times praying with her, and she would thank the Lord for healing her. The parable of the pearl emphasizes worth. It emphasizes the beauty of this purchase. And God's people, in His eyes, and of course this is heaven's view now, and this is looking at the reality of those that are truly redeemed, all of God's people. And God, as He looks at them, says, they're beautiful. A beautiful pearl. Jesus, as He considered this, said, it's worth it to me to give up everything, to come down to this earth and to allow men to spit in my face and hammer nails through my hands and feet and hang me up on a cross and kill me, scoff at me, ridicule me. It's worth it for me to go through all that in order to have the church, in order to have a people, in order to see sinners redeemed. A pearl, a beautiful pearl, a pearl of tremendous value. Jesus said in connection with a woman having a child in John 16, verse 21, a woman when she is in travail has sorrow because her hour is come. But when she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. He said a woman, when she's going through childbirth, goes through pain. Now, for some women, childbirth is easier than others. But there's always some pain involved in birth. She goes through that time of pain. And she goes through it with a hope. When it's all over, she'll hold in her hands her own baby. Her own child. A little boy, a little girl. And once she holds that child in her arms, and as she loves it, and as she nurses it, then the pain, the hurt, everything was worth it. He says, yes, it was worth it. My baby is worth it all. Now here in connection with the pearl, the merchantman, the man who goes out searching for this pearl, after he's purchased it, you can just see him holding it in his hands and watching the beauty of it, the shimmering loveliness of it. You can just see him looking at it and saying, it's worth it. It's worth everything I paid for it. And this is the way the Lord feels toward his church. He looks at the redeemed. And you know, one day all church boundaries, all divisions, all of the confusion we see today will be removed. And all of God's people will be gathered together around the Lord Jesus himself. And he's going to look at all those who have trusted him and followed him. And he's going to say, yes, it's worth it. Are you part of that company? Have you received the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Do you know your sins are all forgiven? Can you say there was a time when I felt the touch of the Master, the touch of the Lord Jesus? He was seeking me, and I responded, and I said, yes, Lord Jesus, I want you for my Savior. Do you belong to him?